people bring up the question a lot, why should I care? I mean, I'm in Kansas City and I have my children, I'm worried about their education, and you know, same thing all over the world. People have their lives and I understand that. Why should you care? And I guess what's happened to me, I mean, my personal viewpoint is that I feel like even though you can't see it, everything is really connected. And the more I've lived in different places, the more I see sort of the ripple effect and things I wish I could think of a concrete example right now, just like, for example, back on Kenya and the coffee beans, you know? Why is it that somebody's paying, you know, $8 a pound for this coffee and then the people are going into debt who are actually producing it? And little, like, that's just one example, but the violence, I mean, all of these things, yes, it does affect us. And I think it's, you know, people feel hopeless, like they can't really do anything. And I think that you can do a lot just by understanding and reading through the headlines and, you know, trying to understand and maybe just being a little more compassionate. I know it sounds very cliche, I'm full of cliches, but, you know, a little compassion goes a long way. And, you know, I wouldn't be doing anything that I do without compassion of other people who help me. And it's just, you know, for example, working in Kashmir, people always ask, they say, oh, it's the most dangerous place, you know, the UN calls it the most dangerous place on the planet. And really, you go to these places, and I mean, it's not, I don't know, Saint-Tropez or something, but people are great. People are really wonderful, and you know, that's what I'm finding everywhere. And they want to be heard. They want, you know, they want the terror to stop. They want, you know, it's a different kind of terror. They're also afraid of, you know, the United States sort of taking heavy-handed. And I don't want to get too political, but it's just about trying to understand each other and instead of reacting to things you see and the sensationalism and always reacting, maybe we can just act and think about things.